Hello and welcome to today's episode of Beyond the Broomstick, that podcast that opens up the opportunities and possibilities that spirituality can bring to your everyday life, as well as removing some of the woo-woo that we see in social media these days. If we haven't met before, let me introduce myself. My name is Matilda and I am a professional psychic medium here in Australia. I've been practicing for well over 20 years and I have been asked so many different questions and have learnt so much during my time as a professional psychic medium. None more than when I really get to know other psychic mediums, those that work in the same way as I do, those that really help people. And today I'm going to introduce you to one of those. Pam Sears is my guest today, and I'll be interviewing her a little later on in the podcast. And she's going to be talking about one of her books. She's written a few. She's an amazing lady. And I have a little bit of a fangirl moment when I got to meet her. But she has written three books. One of them we're going to be talking about today called No No Nap, and that is aimed at children, especially toddlers, that are more open to seeing spirit and spirit guides. So that will be a bit later on in the episode. We'll also be talking about some of the things that I get asked on social media, especially around past lives, soul contracts and agreements, and twin flames. I have maybe a different outlook on those things than many people. My first job today, though, is to thank my amazing new Patreon supporters. I give all of my new Patreon supporters a shout out every week on my podcast. They are just amazing and they support me wholeheartedly. If you are not a member of my Patreon, you can actually join for free. It is only the certain levels that you are charged for that give you extra content. And I have just released my next round of appointments. Patreon, get them first. So if you're interested in Patreon, pop along to the show notes and the link will be there in my bio. There's extra content, extra podcasts, videos, all sorts of things, and some nice juicy discounts. I am actually hosting a couple of events coming up. They are live events on Zoom. Two of them I am doing with the amazing Laurie Rivers. They are on the 3rd of May and the 4th of May or 5th of May, depending on where you are in the world. And we are covering the events coming up throughout the world. So if you go onto Patreon, you will see the flyer that covers a lot of what we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be making predictions and talk and just helping people just surf the, as Laurie puts it, surf the cosmic tide. But we have this amazing way of working where I will either say I'm concerned about this area and she will pull up the chart and look at that area and see what may be coming up and then I'll dive a little bit deeper, or she'll pull up a chart and I will make predictions accordingly. It's a great way of working. We have an amazing accuracy individually, but together our predictions rock, honestly. And that is coming up next weekend it's over the weekend of the 3rd, 4th and 5th of May, depending on where you are in the world. There are two events. We've done that so that we are available as a to our global audience. So one of the events really has the timing that suits the US. The other event is more for sort of UK, Europe and Australia. But if you go onto my Patreon, even if you are not a paid member, you will see the flyer, which explains everything, and you can book through the links. If you are a paid member, Silver or above, there is a 50% discount in the discount codes for those Silver Quadrant and above. The same if you are on Laurie's Patreon. It's the $15 Patreon and above that gets the 50% discount. So take a look at that. We do an awful lot of things on Patreon. I try and put all of my lives from TikTok on there. That's for the free membership. But that there is plenty on there. But as I said, early access to my July dates have just been loaded, and you get until the 1st of May to book before they go out to the general public. My dates tend to book up within 48 hours once they go public. So jump on if you have an interest in booking a reading. The other event I have coming up also is on the 4th of May. I have a large live mediumship event. A handful of people are going to get readings, but it's about watching me work. It's about seeing how I link in with different people. And that is, as I say, on the 4th of May. I've got a busy weekend next weekend. I think I've got 4 events over a weekend period. So that's up there. That's only actually $40, and there is a discount code in Patreon for that as well. But if you're interested in watching me work in a large group setting and how they are spirit led, I'm going to be honest with the large group. They show me who they want me to read for. But that's available on my website as well. And I have on the 13th of May, there is an event for 10 people. It's a smaller event. Everybody gets a reading. So go have a look at that. But now I'm going to thank all my new Patreon members who joined in the last week. It's been a busy week, and I can't thank people enough for all the support that you give me. So thank you, everyone. Marissa and Rosato, Rochelle, Andrea Fowler, Kelly Upshur, Corey McBoa, sorry if I got that wrong, Carey, Nicole AM, Jackie B, Larissa, Paula A, Julia Shanova, Tina Kirkijan, and Alma Agustin. Thank you. You guys rock. You just make all of this possible. It allows me to create extra content. It allows me to do my podcast. There is a juicy podcast about to go up in the Patreon some point this week. And there's also, for those silver members and above, you get the opportunity to ask me anything you want, spiritually or current affairs. And I do a whole Q&A podcast that's going to be done this week as well. So there's a lot going up. Pop along and to my show notes and you will find out some great information. So as I said, I'm going to be talking about some of the main questions I do get asked a lot on social media, especially during my lives. To me, it's quite fascinating how people have never really understood spirituality or the afterlife. I suppose because I've known or felt this my whole life. I am 53 years old and I've always known that when we die, we simply leave our physical body behind and continue to exist in spirit. I've always said that we are spiritual or spirit having a human existence. And when that human existence ends, we return to spirit. And to me, it's as simple as that. And to me, it's as simple as spirituality is something that just makes life better for me. The understanding of that. I don't fear death. Do I grieve? Have I grieved? I've lost a lot of very close people in my life. My two best friends passed away, one when I was 21 and the other one passed away just 3 years ago. And I've lost my mum, grandparents, obviously. But I have always known that I will see them again. As bizarre as that sounds, they're, apart from the normal, which is I've wanted to pick up the telephone and call my best friends on regular occasions or share information with them. And that's a normal human reaction. But I now just tell them. I just say, okay, well, you know what's going on. But apart from that or the routine of having them in my life, I know that they are around me. And I wish more people had that understanding and that feeling of safety. So it's very hard to explain. Do I have sympathy for people that grieve? Of course I do. Absolutely I do. And it's not that I don't care. It's not that I am hard or horrible. It's just that I know that I'm going to see someone again. When I do a reading for people, I never get emotional because it's so important for me to keep that balance. I am the medium, the one in the middle. I've always said that you can talk to those you love, and if you listen really closely or you ask them for signs or symbols or things that are specific, you are going to get them. I had a conversation with a friend recently who had lost someone many years ago and said that particular day, she said, okay, come on, I need a sign. And she got one. She actually got one and it was so specific. It was amazing. So we can talk to our loved ones and they do definitely hear us. I am just here to give you proof of the afterlife. That's what an evidential or spiritual medium is here for. I want to remind people, because it amazes me how many questions I get about this, that when you are having a reading with a medium, don't just take the predictions or the outcomes of things as given. There's two sides to this. You've got to keep an open mind when you get predictions. But also, I've heard so many stories of people that have had mediumship readings or psychic readings, and they've just jumped in and started telling them about things coming up rather than making that connection first. Anybody that has had a reading with me will know how important the evidence that I give you is. It may not be exact. Sometimes we have to put pieces of a puzzle together. But I'm all about giving you names, dates, how somebody passed, parts about their life. And if you are having a psychic reading without mediumship, your spirit guides are going to tell me things that nobody could possibly have known. I often get people saying, are you inside my head? Because I didn't say that to anyone. That is your spirit guides and how much they know you. It's amazing, but it should give you comfort. It should give you real joy that your spirit guides know you so well that they know what information I need to give you in order to put you on the path that you need to be on. That's such a wonderful feeling that somebody that your spirit guides are watching you, they're listening to you, they're hearing you, and they're then giving me the information to validate you. I've had people cry just because they feel validated. Take away the mediumship side of things, but as a psychic, when I can relay information that is your darkest secret, your biggest fear, and make sense of it to you, and put you on the pathway that's going to give you the best way forward. That's just amazing. And it doesn't come from me. It comes from your spirit guides. And know that they have your back. They know what's best for you, even if you don't sometimes. And sometimes you don't. You have to be ready to listen to these things, though, because sometimes it can be quite confronting. But as I say, many people will cry because they feel so validated because they've been struggling for so long. They often don't know which path to take. And when their spirit guides can lighten that path or light that path up for you through me, it makes life so much easier for you. So talk to your spirit guides as well as those you have lost. Ask your spirit guides for guidance because they're going to give it to you. You just have to be open to seeing it. So today I want to talk about some of the things, I wish I could think of a better word, the stories that we are told by, I don't even know if it's New Age, but it's just, to me, it's lazy spirituality. It's lazy psychics, lazy mediums that want to feed you and tell you that everything that you are doing or answering today is about your past life. Everything that you are doing and the people that you are coming in contact is a soul agreement or a soul contract or a twin flame. So in my experience of working with thousands and thousands of spirits, connecting thousands of loved ones to those that have already transitioned to the afterlife, a lot of this is bollocks. It's very upsetting when I get a call from somebody who tells me that in the past they've had a reading from a medium who's told them that their issue that they are dealing with is a result of something they did in a past life. It is never that. Now, we all have past lives. Some of us do remember our past lives, and children do often remember their past lives, but it doesn't affect our life today. Blaming things on our past lives and agreements that we've made in our past lives is taking away our power to deal with what's in front of us today. My understanding with working with thousands and thousands of spirits is that some of our spirit remains in the afterlife whilst some of our spirit gets reincarnated into a new physical body. We can take many physical bodies, and sometimes they can happen at once. There's no time, there's no special decisions around that, to my understanding. But what troubles me the most is that people will do past life regression in order to face issues that they have today. Now, if you want to do past life regression and it interests you and it's something that you feel you need to do, go right ahead. It's an interest to many people, and I firmly have understood something about one of my past lives in recent years. But what I am going to say to you is this: if you want to do a past life regression in order to face details or traumas that you are facing in today's life, then you are looking for a world of trouble. You are going to be handing your power over to something that you cannot control. You do not agree to come back into this lifetime to face trauma, disability, violence, whatever you are facing. That is not something that you are contracted to. by being told that that is something that you agreed to in a past life, it means that, oh, I can't deal with it. I can't face it. I can't come up with ideas to face that trauma because I have no control over it. That is, it's just such a lazy form of spirituality for somebody to tell you that. You have the power to do what you need to do in this lifetime. Handing it over to a past life or saying, well, I've got no control over that because I agreed to come back into this life and face a domestic violence situation is just ridiculous and dangerous as far as I am concerned. But as I say, if you want to go back and do past life regression with somebody, do so, but use a practitioner that has some history and you can and are safe and you are in a safe place. Do it out of interest. I have never done that, but I realized through putting pieces together and through my own spirit guides that my past life is actually my great-grandmother. I have had a fear of wells my whole life from childhood, from very early childhood, which is ridiculous because how often do we come across wells? Never. I wouldn't even visit somewhere that has a well because I have a fear of falling into said well. It's always been something that I've been scared of. About 10, 12 years ago, I found out that my great-grandmother took her own life by jumping into a well. There's a long story that goes with it, but my great-grandfather had taken his own life as well months before or weeks before due to a house fire where they lost a baby and they couldn't deal with it, and that is what happened. But my fear of wells is directly connected to a past life of mine. I can get over that and deal with it because I don't have to go near wells and will never go near wells. As far as soul contracts and agreements go, again, a lot of people will put up with incredibly bad behavior from another person because they are told that they have a soul agreement or a soul contract with somebody. Why? Why would you think, or why would somebody tell you that because you have a soul contract with somebody, that you should stay in a difficult and abusive relationship? It is not your job to teach anybody else a lesson. You are the person that is responsible for your own well-being. Soul contracts are just a ridiculous way to hand over your power to somebody else. And any psychical medium that is selling the idea of soul contracts needs to stop doing what they're doing immediately. And the same for twin flames. This ideal of twin flames started on social media, I think, in the 90s sometime. And people got told that to be a twin flame, you must be born 8 years apart, and that one's going to be the runner and the other one has to wait, and that they will eventually come back together, whether it is in this lifetime or the next lifetime. It's not, those weren't necessarily around abusive relationships, but often people put up with very, very poor behavior around another person because they held on, because they were told they were meant to be together in this lifetime. And many people would allow somebody to treat them poorly. They wouldn't set boundaries with somebody. They would be under the influence of a psychic that has told them that the person that they are dreadfully in love with and holding out hope for, that has maybe gone into another relationship or they've stopped contact with them, that they will come back to them. And I'm sure that psychics that said this sort of thing are responsible for some stalking that's happened in the world. Because if somebody tells you that they don't want to be with you, believe them. Go about your life, meet new people, introduce new ideas, and you will learn very, very quickly that that person just wasn't for you. It's really, really sad that somebody that is supposed to be spiritual, that you've paid money to for a reading, is telling you to hold on instead of empowering you to realize that poor behavior towards you is not acceptable. They're not empowering you to set the boundaries that you deserve in your life. And I have seen and have had people come to me for readings where they've been waiting 10, 12, 15 years for their twin flame to come back. And they will start the reading saying, I know what I want to know. I have spoken to a psychic. They won't even want me to connect with them. And I want to know if you know any timing when my twin flame's coming back. Yeah? What? What? Is a twin flame coming back? Is that what's happening? Because it's not happening. You know, if somebody walks away, let them. You go and live your life. But that's my take on some of the faux spirituality that is sold to you on social media and by psychics and mediums that have not done any training. But I want to talk about now is children. Oh, we love children. Children are so open to spirit. If you've listened to my story, you will know that I saw my first spirit when I was a child, and I did shut it down for a while because I was told that I was making it up, but fear and all sorts of things. I actually refused to meditate for a really long time because I saw and heard a lot of things during meditation that scared me. And when you're not ready, you're not ready. But we're going to talk to the amazing Pam Sears, who has written several books, and I will put all her links in the show notes for you to find her yourself. But her book, No No Nap, which I have recommended to so many people because I get asked so often about children that see spirit, and my son sees their grandfather, or they talk as if somebody is with them, and babies will even chatter to spirits around them because we don't know sometimes what babies are chattering to. But Pam has really been able to put this idea, all of this, into a storybook, which I think is just amazing. So here is my interview with Pam, and if you want any more details, have a look at the show notes.
And as promised, I have the amazing Pam Sears here. Now, Pam is, and I'm going to use the word veteran, and she'll throw something at me if she could get through the screen, a psychic medium with, she's also an author, and that's pretty amazing. Hi, Pam, how are you?
Fabulous, how about you? Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's so exciting to have you here. Your books have interested me, especially No No Nap. But before we get on to that, can you just tell me a little bit about your story? Because you came to the spiritual world in your 40s, late 30s, early 40s?
I would say things began to change in my mid-30s. I knew that there was always chatter, yeah, and people were talking to me since I was a child, but I didn't really know what that was. I just thought I had my own voice talking to me. But in the mid-30s, it's like it's time, and I still fought for a little while. And then in my late 30s, yeah, in the corporate world, I got fired.
And well, the universe will often put you on the path that you are supposed to go on. So that being fired is everyone else's gain, to be fair.
Yes.
But you you started eating, but you got your guides were the ones that helped you.
During that time, there, you know, I was, you know, doing the old MSN spiritual chat rooms and meeting some people, doing a few workshops and things, but there was no mentor out there. There was no development circles.
Yep.
And so it was my guides and I that worked together.
Mm-hmm. And how did you learn to trust that?
It was the same people who had been talking to me my whole life. And so when it became time for things to open up, I had, I know who you are. I understand. And they put things in my path to help me move forward. And I was actually swimming laps. And I said, I don't know where I go now that I've been fired. And the very deep voice said, massage college. And I stopped swimming because I thought somebody was in the pool and I was swimming alone.
I've done that.
And so that started everything. I thought I was just going to be a massage therapist, but then it was a lot more than that. Messages were beginning to come through. I was taught to do some healing energy. Do you want to hear an interesting story about that healing energy and how I started on that? I was a massage therapist. I had an elderly gentleman show up, and he had the most crystal blue eyes. I was just drawn to those blue eyes. So he just, you know, quickly make a long story short, he said, "Well, I have this shoulder pain." And I said, "Okay." And I told him he goes, no, we're going to do something different. And I thought, who's the massage therapist here? And he said, he kept arguing with me about, I want you to do blah, blah. Then my guide said, do it. Just do it. So he was showing me the energy and how I could feel the congestion. And he was showing me how to move this energy. And so I said to him, who are you? Where did you come from? And he said, I'm just a traveler. So that got me not only as massage work, but the healing energy work. And then from there, lots of things happened that put me on also, you know, doing more of the mediumship.
That's amazing. It's the people who come into our life at the right time. That always amazes me when that happens. I have a very similar story where I came across, I call her my mentor. And she's not really, she's just somebody that's helped me on my path. And she's an amazing medium. But I met her by accident. And she's in the UK, but I met her by complete accident. And she's mentored me to an extent or helped me with certain things and understanding certain things. But I love the fact that people meet us by accident. So you went from massage therapist. Do you do healings as well still, or is that something don't do anymore?
Yeah, I retired from doing the massage work because I'm 70. I've been doing it for, you know, since I was 40. So yeah, and I was good with that. I still do the energy healing work. I do it long distance, but it was time to make a change. And you know, I had both. I had the massage, the healing. I had the mediumship, so something had to go.
So you have to be able to concentrate on one thing, especially when you're so busy. Yes. And on top of that, you are also an author, which absolutely amazed me. It's just so great. You've written three books. Your first book is spiritual poetry. Mm-hmm.
Inspirational poetry, correct? Yes.
And when did you write that?
That, over the years, I just had them all stacked together. I knew that there would come a time that I was going to publish. And there's a long story into why, but I decided to finally put those together. And my editor said, let's do things with the book. So there's different things for inspirational poetry in the book.
Fantastic. And what's that called?
That is called Whispers of the White Dove.
And your second book is a mix of hospice stories.
Yes, there's some hospice stories. There is the, I don't like to, I won't claim it, the cancer journey. Some spiritual short stories. And that one's called Heart of the White Dove.
That's amazing. And those are both available on Amazon.
Yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the book that I am the most excited about is No No Nap, which was written for your grandson, Xander. You have two grandsons now, which is even more exciting. And it explains spirit guides and those that have passed over to a toddler, basically. Tell me a little bit about the process of why you chose to do that, because I really want to explore the fact that so many children do see spirit, but they don't necessarily grow up knowing.
Correct.
That that's what they can
the
do.
The process was, as you well know, the books were spirit guided. This new book was spirit guided. The words were channeled all the way through. I wanted to write the book not only for little ones to understand, hey, you're okay. You're okay. There's nothing wrong with you. But there's a section in the back of the book for parents. If parents were to keep open and talking and accepting and saying, who do you see? I think children would stay more open instead of shutting down.
Absolutely. Yes. I totally agree. I saw my first spirit at 7 or 8. And I've explained that in the first episode of this podcast. And I was told that I was imagining things.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until years later when I saw a picture of the person that I saw that I realized who had come to visit. But I switched off for a really, really long period of time. What's your experience with children that see spirit, and what sort of age group do you think it happens, and when did it
You know, show? I would say 3, 4, 5, possibly. I mean, children that are coming into the world now, I mean, they're just like wide open compared to what it was before. And, you know, children, even those who are tiny that cannot speak or know, somebody will point at a picture.
Yes.
I've seen that over and over again. I've had experiences with children that would say, I was their mama. I did this, I did that. And parents would be like, especially if they don't understand reincarnation. So, yes. And they're so young and they're so innocent. They cannot make this up. They can't.
They can't make it up. And I think it's an interesting fact. I get asked a lot about children that see spirit and parents, like, what do I do to encourage them? What do I do to help them? Now, a child that sees spirit doesn't necessarily go on to do spiritual work because they can close themselves off very early on because of fear, it's a natural progression, or I feel it's a natural progression. And it's up to them as an individual when they get older as to whether they want to open themselves up again.
Yes, I agree. However, I think a lot of times they're shut down earlier because you're in school, you're in society. Society doesn't still accept a lot of that. And so it's a shame because I think, and you're right, they get afraid, like, oh, there must be something wrong with me.
Yeah. So I have lately been pushing people towards your book because
thank you.
It's something that people can sit down with their children and explain. And even I think that book is even good for people like children up to 10. I know it's a picture book and a story book, but I think up to around the age of 10, excuse me, it's a really good concept to be able to teach.
And so when in the back of the book where I say, this is for you parents, that gives you clues and it helps you. understand what's happening, encouraging the children. And that's important because, like I said, if we keep encouraging them, maybe they will stay open.
Absolutely. The more we encourage, the more they will stay open. My voice is annoying me today. It's very early here, just so that listeners know. I had to get up at 6 o'clock. Poor Pam. We were backwards and forwards trying to work out the time difference. Pam is in Arizona. I am in Melbourne, Australia. And it's Saturday morning and I set my alarm. It is Saturday today, isn't it? It is Saturday.
Friday here.
I set my alarm for 6 a.m. Yes, I set my alarm for 6 a.m. this morning. So I had to make sure that I had enough coffee in my system to do this interview. But children, what we don't want to do is scare children. Right. And we don't want to tell them that they are making it up or that they are imagining it. It's not the imaginary friend that is with them. It is their spirit guides. It is people that have passed before them. It is relatives. What advice would you give to parents who are experiencing their children seeing spirits?
The first thing I would say is, and children are sponges and they pick up on energy. Don't become fearful. The more you fear, the children are like, okay, there's, you know, I can pick up that energy. Don't be afraid. Be open. I encourage parents to say, oh, well, what do they look like? What's their name? Do they have a message? Do you want to tell me more? And if you do this with an open, positive attitude, the children will be encouraged to share.
Yes, absolutely. But the one piece of advice that I would give personally is don't parade them in front of your family and friends like a performing
seal.
Thank
you.
Because that will scare them. Because some parents will be so excited that their child can see spirit and they'll go, oh, tell grandma, tell your teacher, tell this person, do it now. And that is going to make them very, very fearful.
That's a good point. Yes.
And you've got a second grandchild, so we're looking forward to a second book. But if you want to order No No Nap, it is on Amazon.
Yes.
US, because I'd like to order it in Australia, but I think it's just the US at
well,
the moment.
Well, there's a UK, I don't know why there wouldn't be. If you are able to have Amazon in your country, you should be able to.
I can order it, but I have to change. I have to change to the American Amazon, which I do all the time. It doesn't really bother me. And you can order that on Amazon. No No Nap by Pam Sears. I do want to ask you about the amazing illustrations.
The beautiful illustrations, and I'll just bring this up really quick. I mean, look at those illustrations. So the illustrator and my editor gave me a few names, okay? And the other illustrators never called me back. This one, we had a quick meeting and she goes, I'm fascinated by the subject, but it's not anything that I know about. I'm a little concerned about it. Let's think about it separately and then we'll come together. She had her mom who was on hospice and she was talking to her mom about this, who was a very religious person, very religious Catholic, I believe. And she said to her mom, I'm, you know, concerned about this, but I'm intrigued. And her mom said, I think you need to do it. You need to do this.
Amazing.
Book. Now, what was interesting, and we were on the same page. I asked her if you could see this. I asked her to include all cultures as the spirit guides. I wanted every culture represented. So now he has his two main guides, Liam and Lexi. And there's, you know, special reasons why I named whomever. And she did a beautiful job of this. My words were guided. Her illustrations were guided.
That's an amazing story. They are beautiful. And the photo, the image on the front, how close is that to Xander, your grandson?
That looks just like him. Yes.
Oh, what an amazing book for him to grow up with.
And I personally, and my son and daughter-in-law are also in the book, and they look just like themselves in the book. And, you know, they know what I do. They accept what I do. And I said to them, I want to do this book. Do I have your permission? And they're going, absolutely, absolutely. So they're pretty proud of this book. Yes.
Well, as they should be. You should, yeah, everyone should be pretty proud
Thank
of you.
You.
That's an amazing story. How amazing for your grandson to grow up with that in his bookcase. And I am looking forward to the one that you write for your new grandson, Leo. That one's going to be exciting. Anything else you want to add to this that you would like people to know about children that are seeing spirits?
I would like to say for everyone, all children are born open. All children are born
Absolutely.
Open. How many times people have said, oh, they have an imaginary friend. Those are not imaginary friends. But I even me growing up, you know, my mother would say, I don't know who in the hell she's talking to. And I would say, well, they're my friends. You know, I didn't have any other name for them and such. And
Absolutely.
Yeah, so every child is open. Every child has that opportunity. But I would just say to parents, whatever you do, please stay open and don't raise fear
them.
In those children.
Absolutely. And don't push it too much either. It's a fine balancing act, I think. And one thing I'm going to add to this before we finish up is that I was never lonely as a child. I was very much a loner, but I was never lonely.
Me too.
So I had lots of spirit guides and past loved ones around me. And everyone would say, she always plays on her own. No, I was never on
me
my
too.
Own.
Me too, yep.
Well, thank you. Pam, I will put all your contact details in the show notes, including your links to Amazon to purchase
thank
this
you.
Book. I cannot recommend this book for parents enough. It is amazing. And even if you are expecting, grab it for the bookcase.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate being here with you.
You are more than welcome.
So how amazing is Pam? She is just such an inspiration. She has written two other books as well that are based around poetry and hospice stories. And I'll link those in the bio too, or in the show notes too, for you all to take a look at. That was my fangirl moment with Pam Sears, and we're very grateful for her joining us today. She's in demand, so the fact that she took the time out of her day to have a chat is just amazing. Thank you, Pam. So that's it for today's episode. Don't forget to check the show notes for all of the information regarding the events that I have coming up. Check out Pam Sears' books because you will not regret it, especially No No Nap, which I think is just such an inspirational story. And keep an eye out because she's working on a new book for her second grandchild, Leo, who, yeah, that's just such a lovely, lovely story. So until next week, keep being kind and be kind to yourself, which is incredibly important. And I look forward to joining you next week where I will be speaking to a spiritual teacher and somebody that specializes in mentoring new psychics and mediums. So that's going to be a very interesting episode. Lots of love and thank you for joining me today.